This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey is here. She's CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's got this week's legislative update. And I want to say, Alice, thank you so much for being here. I'm grateful for you and your husband, the friendship we developed over the years, and your contribution that's so rich in content each and every week. You never disappoint. Appreciate you. What you got for us?
Oh, thanks, Dave. And thanks to you and all the listeners. They may not realize how much work you go through to pull this program together. And anyway, I'll move on infamous URLA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, well, Title 3, Freddie 65, form that we were postponed. If you remember, it was supposed to be implemented here very shortly.
Right.
And it was postponed. There's a little bit of discussion going on now, Bryce, with the agencies to have it be, the next deadline be November 1st of 2020, and they're looking for some industry feedback. My personal feedback is just, you know, we lived through TRID. It was very difficult to implement something where your summer busy season was your testing window. So when you have an October 30th, November 1st date, you have to pull it all together, you know, through your busy summer months as being your kind of final ramp up months. So it would be, I think, advantageous to move it all the way back to January 1st, but we'll see what they actually do. We'll keep you posted. Just to keep us all on our toes, House Bill 4783 was introduced to require that the agencies collect a preferred language option through the 1003. So, you know, this is what keeps happening. We think we've got a final form, and hopefully we can get this done and done before any legislation comes through that says we want the customer to check off their preferred language. That makes it very difficult for a lender to have a preferred language question in there, because once you say, I'm willing to take the application in X language, pick any language, you now need to service it all, everything. Everything from A to Z now needs to be available in that language. It's not just, I'll just take your application and then I can switch back to English, you know, when we hit servicing or when we hit closing. Everything has to be made available. So it's a big endeavor to try and give a language option. So it's not that no one wants to be able to offer customers the services that they need, but making it a mandated question makes it difficult. So just one other couple quick heads ups for everybody. You heard Rob Van Rapport comment on the temporary authority now in place. Just the way that his report was so quickly phrased, I want to clarify one thing. You do need to meet the basic requirements to be eligible for a license, such as not having had a bankruptcy or a felon. You do need to watch individual state requirements as well that can lay on top of this. And there's a few states that are causing some challenges with transitional licensing. And I should say temporary authority, right? So you have temporary authority to be able to take a loan application until you are licensed. It is not a temporary license. And you get the 120 days to take your education or your test. So you have to pass certain criteria. You have to actually apply with that state, and you have to be employed, and then you get the break to be able to take applications. So it really is a big win for those of you who consider moving from a bank to a lender. Really does give you some breathing room to take that training and pass that test. So one last reminder, the VA Blue Water bill with the funding fee, you really want to watch your pipelines right now. Funding fees are going to increase after the first of the year, and this is based on the closing date. So watch your applications in process. Make sure you're being very attentive to your veteran borrowers and get them closed before the end of the year. This will make a big difference in the cost of the loan. So that's my report. Dave, back to you.
Good job. Excellent. Appreciate you so much, Alice. Be sure to greet that amazing guy you're married to. Really appreciate Andy. Appreciate Andy and you and your friendship. Thank you so much. Grateful for you. Enjoy your...
Thank you.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for taking time to listen to this week's podcast.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week